With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are currently conducting investigations on Mary Street in Georgetown in relation to a, quote, stabbing incident that occurred just after 4:30 a.m. this morning. Police say as a result, Mary Street has been closed at the junction of Shedden Road, McField Lane, and Fort Street. Make sure to stay with Radio K-Man as we follow this developing story. Local law firm HSM is raising red flags about upcoming immigration changes it says could limit job mobility for work permit holders. Here's Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles.
In a new commentary titled Locked In, How K-Man's New Section 64 Redefines Work Permit Mobility, HSM partner Alistair David outlines that from the 1st of March 2026, a revised Section 64 will bar most work permit holders from changing employers within their first 2 years and could force those who leave early to spend at least a year off island before a new permit can be granted. The firm notes a specific carve-out for domestic helpers, along with a narrow exemption route based on tightly defined prescribed circumstances, such as redundancy, non-payment of wages, or serious misconduct by an employer, with workers required to prove their case. HSM also points to what it sees as a possible legal gap for individuals who stop working before the new law starts but apply for a fresh work permit afterwards, suggesting they may fall outside both the old and new versions of Section 64 unless transitional provisions are introduced. The firm urges that businesses and expatriate staff should review contracts and immigration strategies ahead of the 1st of March implementation date. Elizabeth Charles, Radio K-Man News.
The RRS James Cook arrives in K-Man this week. The research vessel has been collecting vital data since setting sail on January 13th on a first-of-its-kind mission to explore uncharted waters across three Caribbean overseas territories, Anguilla, Turks and Caicos, and the Cayman Islands. The expedition is part of the United Kingdom's Blue Belt program Beyond the Reef Survey, and it hopes to improve scientific understanding of the ocean and seabed across approximately 365,000 square kilometers of UK overseas territory seas. Department of Environment Blue Belt Officer Kelly Forsyth is already on board and will now be joined by other members of Cayman's 8-person Department of Environment crew as the RRS James Cook begins the final leg of its tour. You might even get a chance to see the ship at work today and again tomorrow as she nears the sister islands. The final port of call will be back in Georgetown on February 25th. And Cayman Arts Festival 2026 wraps up tomorrow night with the return of the Miguel Vargas Flamenco Dance Theater.
Fantastic, phenomenal, olé!
It was amazing, wow.
Espectacular, lo mejor, buenísimo.
The show is amazing.
The show was so amazing.
The troupe absolutely blew up the Harquel stage during their last visit to the Cayman Islands in November 2023, treating the sold-out crowd to one heck of a show, and K-Musica's Marius Gaines promising an equally thrilling performance tomorrow.
They come as a family, there are five of them, and they are amazing.
The troupe delivers a flamenco experience that unites dance, song, guitar, and rhythm in a celebration of Spanish tradition. This is the fifth and final show of this year's Cayman Arts Festival, hosted by K-Musica, which featured a strong showing of local artists alongside international powerhouses. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Bangladesh's election commissioner says the nation has emerged victorious after the most free and competitive election in years. The conservative Bangladesh Nationalist Party secured a landslide win. The Munich Security Summit gets underway shortly, where recently strained relations between Donald Trump's America and European leaders will be on full display. The global meeting is taking place in the wake of Mr. Trump's repeated threats to annex Greenland. Also high on the agenda is Russia's continuing war against Ukraine. President Zelensky said it would be an important day with new steps towards shared security for Ukraine and Europe. BBC News.